Well, amidst the global coronavirus outbreak, the Chinese community in Australia have been suffering, with foot traffic and trade in Chinatowns across Australia slumping. Isabella Carbone from The Wire's team has been following the story. Hi, Isabella.
Hello, Annie. Yes, journalist Grace Applin and I headed into Chinatown, Adelaide, to speak to the workers about how the travel ban and fear around contracting coronavirus has impacted trade.
So I reckon around 30% damage.
It's not for us, it's not that bad, but for the others, maybe new in the market, will be a bit struggling, especially like the many target for the Chinese student.
We got lunch special for the uni student, but I think the student all in holidays during Chinese New Year, so they all still stay in the city in China. They can't come back.
That was Raymond Wong, who helps run Kai Chow Restaurant, and Barbecue City restaurant worker Nathan Wong. And it isn't just Chinatown that has been negatively affected by the fear surrounding coronavirus. I also spoke to Erin Chu, a social activist and founder of the Asian Australian Alliance. She says that the coronavirus outbreak has exacerbated racist attitudes towards the Chinese Australian community.
When something like this, like a virus or thing, comes from a community or a country or a region where you are basically a person of colour, so you're not part of the majority in Australia, what happens is that the race that belongs to that is always attached to the situation. And what we've seen is that the tabloid media has been splashed, you know, they splashed that mask with the red mainland China flag on their headlines. And a lot of their headlines were quite provocative. And what that does is that it normalizes the racism. And so those people who may be ignorant or unaware of, that this virus is not a China virus, so that name China virus was also thrown around. And all that actually implicates everybody who looks even a little bit Chinese or East Asian. So I've already had my fair share of experiences in terms of racism as a result of this virus. But that image of somebody looking Chinese, wearing a face mask, you know, pulling a suitcase, is embedded in people's minds. And people now are more emboldened to actually use the coronavirus to actually perpetuate their racism towards people they feel shouldn't really be in this country, and that's what we call the yellow peril.
What tales of casual or overt racism have you heard of or been witness to against Asian Australians in response to the coronavirus?
One story is from my own personal experience. I was on a Sydney train, just a regular train, just sitting down, and, you know, I just happened to cough because, you know, dry throat. I could hear there were like two people sitting on the other side, and then they were whispering to each other, oh my God, she coughed. You know, why no one's sitting next to her? It's because she probably has the virus. So I had to turn around and confront them. And there has been incidences where I've heard a friend of mine who was on the Melbourne tram just yesterday morning, he happened to just sneeze and everybody around him just kind of moved away. And we've heard other things such as that woman, the Chinese Australian woman, I think, who was told by Woolworths, I think it was in Perth or Western Australia somewhere, that they wouldn't serve her. So there has been that rise of incidences, and a lot of people are now thinking that, you know, I can just go up to anybody who looks Chinese and ask them if they have the virus, and that's just a joke. They don't see that there is that implication of racism.
At the start of this month, you tweeted an image from a cafe restaurant in Sydney, in Liverpool, which read, "The coronavirus won't last long because it was made in China." Not long later, a Harvey Norman store in Albury was criticised for their street-side sandwich board reading, "No coronavirus in our mattresses, as ours are Australian-made." How do you think that these signs reflect or inform Australians' attitudes towards the Chinese-Australian population in this time?
So it just exacerbates the problem even more. And they think that it's a joke, but a lot of the people who are perpetuating this racism are those that probably never receive racism. So they don't realise that there is a huge racial backlash. And that idea that someone can go up to any person that looks Chinese and say, you know, you guys eat everything, including bats, cats and dogs, has become normalized. And they say it's a joke, and they say our society is getting too PC, politically correct. But what they don't understand is that those of us who receive that racism are the ones who suffer the consequences. And when you mention the term coronavirus, it is now permanently attached to anyone who calls themselves a Chinese person.
Has the Asian Australian Alliance heard of any stories in relation to the traders in Chinatowns across Australia losing customers and services during this time?
You look at places like Dixon Street, Chinatown, where it's usually bustling with people. A lot of the businesses there, particularly the Chinese restaurants there, have lost 80% of their business, you know, because people have become ill-informed. They feel that, you know, if I go to a Chinese place, I will contract the virus. And all of a sudden, that everybody is a doctor and they're able to diagnose anybody, you know, and that's based on race, who may have that virus. And this is all the misinformation that's been put out there by the tabloid media and the government.
That was Erin Chu. She's founder of the Asian Australian Alliance. She was speaking to The Wire's Isabella Carboni on the issues facing Chinese Australians following the coronavirus outbreak.